Dit is Papa Alpha 0 Echo Tango Echo voor de Daily Minutes, nummer 1311, als ik goed tel, 26 mei 2018. Dit is het bulletin van zaterdag. En let goed op, de klok zegt nu dat het 7 minuten voor 7 is. Oh, ik moet opschieten. This bulletin will be in English, except for a small notice, right now. Data vandaag is opnieuw 50 hertz hoger, 1800 hertz, 8 PSK 1000 dus, bij 1800 hertz. Je vraagt je af hoe hoog kunnen we gaan. Hoogste frequentie in de data vandaag is 2300 hertz. De rest van deze uitzending is in het Engels.
CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. The script of this broadcast is read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the actual script on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Marconi's floating laboratory, Electra, will be put on the air next weekend as part of the Museum Ships weekend, using the call sign II4AMP and sponsored by Guglielmo Marconi Foundation. This is the sixth time that the yacht has been activated in this way. For more information on Museum Ships weekend, see www.nj2bb.org. GB7BP, the D-Star repeater in the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park, has recently come back on the air. It had been inactive due to equipment problems. Many local amateurs have already used the repeater since it was reactivated, and everyone is invited to listen in. RSGB members can download a voucher from www.rsgb.org that permits free entry to Bletchley Park and thus the National Radio Centre. Amateur radio facilities at the NRC are in the process of being improved, and if you bring a copy of your licence, you can try operating the world-class station GB3RS. A formation of two satellites was launched on Monday on a lunar orbit mission. The 47-kilogram micro-satellites each carry two SDR VHF UHF transceivers to provide command telemetry image transmission and GMSK JT4 repeater. The project is led by Harbin Institute of Technology and has low-frequency radio astronomy, amateur radio and educational goals. More information and further links at amsatuk.org website. Ashar Farhan, VU2ESC, was inducted into the CQ Magazine Hall of Fame at the Hamvention in Xenia, USA last weekend. He's the only living Indian amateur in the elite group. He was recognised for his work designing and popularising the BitX low-power open-source transceiver semi-kits. He estimates that at least 15,000 of these exist around the world. Their low cost and simple construction opened up the world of amateur radio to a large number of people in a very affordable way. Congratulations to Ashar Farhan on his induction. The only other Indian in the CQ Hall of Fame was Kalpana Chawla. In 1997, she became the first Indian woman in space, but sadly died in the 2003 Space Shuttle Columbia disaster. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. S9ZZ goes on the air next Friday from São Tomé Island, IOTA AFO23. David EB7DX will be active, 40 metres to 6 metres, SSB, RITI, FT8 and CW, until the 9th of June, QSL via home call. The JW8DW Svalbard Island operation, EU026, ends on Monday. Operator LA8DW is on HF, CW and SSB. You can QSL via Logbook of the World or Bureau. Kevin K6TOP will be active again from Tortola Island, British Virgin Islands, IOTA reference NA023, until the 1st of June, calling as VP2V stroke K6TOP. He's running CW on 40, 30, 20 and 17 megs, QSLN R6M direct or logbook of the world. Armin DK9PY will be active as 6 Yankee 6 November from Jamaica, which is NA097, until the 2nd of June. He'll operate 160 to 10 metres from the station of 6Y5WJ, QSL home call. The long operation of 6 Oscar 0X continues in Somalia. Baldur Drobnica is using 100 watts on the HF bands with an FD4 antenna, QSL via DJ6SI. Elsewhere in Africa, David V7VR is active as A25VR from Botswana until the 3rd of June. He'll operate 40, 30 and 20 metres, including activity in the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest, QSL Home Call. VK4DX will be stroke P on Russell Island, OC137 from the 1st to the 3rd of June. He'll be on 80 to 20 metres SSB and CW, QSL Logbook of the World, or online QSL request. Now, for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, a glancing blow from a high-speed solar wind stream caused the K-index to rise from 2-3 on Wednesday. This was a bit unexpected as it came from a polar coronal hole on the Sun that didn't look as though it would impact the Earth. This brought mixed blessings as an initial positive phase saw the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres exceed 18 megs, but conditions soon dropped back and 20 metres became the highest usable band for F-layer propagations. Sporadic E has been bringing some good short skip to the higher band, so do make the most of it, with the peaks generally around mid to late morning, and again in the late afternoon and early evening. The good news is that we're seeing some sunspot activity, albeit very weak. At the time of writing, there were two small visible regions and another coming around the Sun's limb. Nevertheless, NOAA predicts the solar flux will remain about 70. Geomagnetic conditions are set to be settled this week, at least until Friday the 1st, when NOAA has the K-index rising again. This is due to another coronal hole, which may cause unsettled conditions over the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of the maximum predicted K of 6. So better HF conditions may occur in the first half of the week, but the weekend might not be the best time for DX. A high-speed solar wind may also not be conducive to stable sporadic E cloud formation, although this is an area that needs some more research. Now for VHF, and up next week carries on in similar fashion with low pressure close to southern Britain, offering a chance of rain scatter in any showers. The north of the country remains close to high pressure over Scandinavia, with a chance of further patches or of enhanced tropo across the North Sea. The southern half of the country will be nearer to low pressure over the continent, and will have an enhanced risk of showers, some thundery. This will make rain scatter a possibility for the microwave bands. Sporadic E is amongst us, and hopefully this week will continue to provide options. However, since jet streams are often implicated in the formation of sporadic E, the news is not so good in that the main Atlantic jet stream is displaced well to the north of Europe. The main operating rules to check the clusters and beacons for activity initially on 10 metres, but then upwards through 6 metres and 4 and 2 as the opening develops. Conditions may only happen for brief moments, so keep the overs short with report and locator in case the path fades. Moon declination is negative this week and apogee just a week away, so losses are approaching their highest and moon windows will be at their shortest. This means low antenna elevations and increasing noise at VHF and UHF. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's it from me also until next week.
Daily Minutes zijn dagelijks vanaf ongeveer 1900 uur te beluisteren via PI2NOS. De uitzending wordt een dag later om 10:30 ochtends herhaald. Alle mail is welkom op het adres x@xdv.me. Dat is ook te vinden rechts bovenaan de webpagina van de uitzendingen www.pa0ete.nl. De Daily Minutes toont iedere dag weer aan de hand van schokkende voorbeelden hoe een hobby mensenlevens kan veranderen. De Daily Minutes komt tot stand mede dankzij de stichting Scope Hobbyfonds. Dit is Papa Alpha 0 Echo Tango Echo.
De Daily Minutes is nadrukkelijk niet geschikt voor alle leeftijden.
En microfoon naar retour.